Hi, and this is John McHugh again, and addressing a question that came up on a message board regarding the Gleason score 10. Well, as you recall, the Gleason score is determined by taking two areas of a positive biopsy, grading them 1 to 5, then adding the sum, 5 being the most aggressive. So obviously a Gleason 10 is an aggressive form of prostate cancer. So if you have a Gleason 10 and the prostate's been removed and your PSA did not go to 0, which is what you'd want it to do, then the question comes up what to do. What is the average course of this disease in this situation? Well, in my experience, and in fact I had a patient 2 weeks ago with a similar scenario. He'd had his prostate removed. It was upgraded to a Gleason 9 or 10. And what they did is the radiation oncologist recommended 2 years of hormone therapy and then radiation therapy to the pelvis. And they usually do it in such a way where there's a focus in the bed of where the prostate was prior to the surgery, but it also has an extended field to include the lymph nodes of the iliac chain. But this is the main thing I wanted to say about this particular scenario and tied in with the patient that I saw a few weeks ago. This particular patient, PSA went down after radiation. Then it went down again after hormone therapy, which would be the LHRH type medications. But then it began to rise. And he's seeing an oncologist in the Atlanta area and was tried on one of the new anti-androgen medications, which lasted for a year and a half. Then it began to rise again, and now he's on a newer anti-androgen. In fact, if you Google around the treatment of prostate cancer, the most dynamic evaluation and investigations are now being done in terms of that particular form of therapy, and that is refractory prostate cancer to hormones. In the article that I've listed above, it demonstrates a relatively good treatment range for people with Gleason's 10, particularly if the PSA, I think it mentions less than 11 at the time of diagnosis. So the good news here is that new drugs are coming on board almost monthly, and this will bode well for the patient who has a high Gleason score on his prostate pathology. The PSA does not revert to 0. He subsequently has standard hormonal therapy and radiation, and then the PSA rises again because there are new forms of medicines and lots of research being done in this particular form of therapy. So I hope this was helpful. This has been another Prostate Diaries Almost Minute, and this is John McHugh.